Pirro accuses Pelosi of not getting over the 2016 election, just knock it the hell off, follow his lead. By Jeff Poor on May 26, 2019. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro castigated House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for her public remarks accusing President Donald Trump of engaging in a cover-up. Pirro said the California Democrat was still not over the 2016 presidential election and urged her to knock it the hell off. Transcript as follows. Jeanine Pirro, Fox News host, Justice with Judge Jeanine. Since when does asserting your legal rights amount to a cover-up? So when is going to court to settle an unprecedented legal issue a cover-up? And why does the Commander-in-Chief and his family have to automatically grant every demand made by the party that has spent the last 2 years mocking and deriding him as an illegitimate president in an unrelenting assault on his presidency as they look for any reason to impeach him? This week, a clash at the White House had its genesis in a statement made by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Begin video clip. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, DCA, we do believe that it is important for us to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. End video clip. Pirro, the President got wind of this and walked into that meeting and stated in no uncertain terms, you cannot reinvestigate and legislate. He has had it. We've all had it. So he says, look, I never asserted executive privilege. I told all my people to talk. I gave them 1.4 million documents. My kids and my family talked. It's over. But the Democrats are not satisfied with a two-year investigation by their guy, Bob Mueller of the fake Russia collusion with more lawyers, investigators, search warrants, subpoenas and an international reach more than any other special counsel investigation in American history. They literally want a do-over of the investigation. As if there's any way these Democrats without the power to even impanel a grand jury can do a more thorough job than Bob Mueller. They envision sitting on their perches in Washington and pontificating as they re-interview people already interviewed. They argue they have a constitutional duty to investigate. Begin video clip. Luis Miranda, former DNC communications director. I think that the House should definitely move forward on impeachment proceedings because the Mueller report showed very clearly that he had done exactly the kind of obstruction of justice that you saw laid out in the articles of impeachment for Richard Nixon. End video clip. And every Democrat from Adam Schiff to Elijah Cummings to Jerry Nadler to Maxine Waters are conducting hearings to get any dirt it can get in any way they can get it. Now, the president has had it, and I don't blame him. Every day the man gets up taking incoming from these halfwits stuck on stupid, telling him that he didn't win fair and square. But the facts are incontrovertible. He won. But they still believe that Russia helped because Russia bought a few Facebook ads that didn't amount to a hill of beans and affected no, zero, no numbers. So Ms. Pelosi shows up at the White House after about an hour and a half earlier trashing the president yet again. I ask you, how long do you think you could be called a criminal? A traitor? A Putin-loving puppet before you say enough? I've had it. And that's just what he did. So now, Nancy has a temper tantrum. Begin video clip. Pelosi, again, I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. End video clip. Pirro, and you say he is crazy. He won, you lost. He's on a mission to change the course that Obama and Clinton charted. We've got the lowest unemployment in half a century. More people working than ever in the history of this nation. That's right. Black, brown, Asian, white. And what does he get for it? He's a racist. He destroys the ISIS caliphate in the Middle East. Something Obama couldn't for the life of himself figure out. And what does Trump get for it? He's a Muslim hater. He is protecting Americans from unknowns crossing our border, including MS-13 gang members who Obama wouldn't stop and those who traffic in heroin and fentanyl, and what does he get for it? He's a bigot. And when tries to offer merit-based immigration to protect American workers and Americans at large, he is called condescending. And yet since before he took office, everybody wants the man impeached, including good old Maxine, who sounds like a broken record. And Nancy, you think he needs an intervention? The man is focused on his work on the unfair trade deals, protecting farmers at the same time, and you have your band of loony lefties say this. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, we don't need a divided country when it comes to impeachment. But the president needs to stop putting kerosene on this fire. Or Democrats aren't going to have any choice but to move forward. Because we're not in any shape or form working together and the American people need us to work together. End video clip. Piro, he is not putting kerosene on the fire. They are. He doesn't need an intervention, Nancy, you need the intervention. Maybe the president is right. Begin video clip. End video clip. Piro, Nancy, you haven't recovered from the 2016 election, and it's driving you batty. You want to re-question everybody that's already been questioned under oath. You know, Nancy, I remember a Christmas holiday when the president stayed back at the White House during a partial government shutdown, waiting to work a deal with you and the Dems on the wall, while you all were gallivanting in Hawaii and Puerto Rico and planning your next junket to Afghanistan. And because you can't win fair and square, your ilk wants to change the rules. Get rid of the Electoral College, and now Schiff and Nadler and Cummings and Waters all meet to discuss what more you can do in an effort to continue to keep this man under fire. Now, what none of us seem to know or understand, is that no one loves a fight and winning that fight more than Donald Trump. Bottom line, Nancy, the man is doing what we elected him to do while you haven't done a damn thing as you seed them the hatred and vitriol in your obsession to get your truth. Nancy, you already got the truth. And Nancy, you can't handle the truth. So just knock it the hell off, follow his lead and start doing the job you were elected to do. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.